CBS Eye on the World with Joseph Sternberg in London. For the Wall Street Journal, he's a member of the editorial board. He writes political economics. And Joe, over these last years, has been devoted to explaining to me Brexit. However, we've now reached a point where perhaps I need to have that lesson again, because there seems to be a hesitation about some of the aspects negotiated with Brexit. The United Kingdom is no longer in the European Union, but I read from a headline in the London Times. The UK will be among the worst performing economies in the rich world next year, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the very famous OECD. In its latest set of growth forecasts, the OECD said the British economy was on course to contract by 0.4% of the GDP next year. Only Chile is forecast to register a worse performance in its rich country league table. Joseph, I'll stop there. I don't know what is better, to be compared to a avowedly Marxist president in Chile, and you're doing better than him, or worse than him, or better than him, or to have the OECD identifying the UK as negative growth. Has this been a surprise to the UK audience, and especially to those who are keen on the Tories?
Well, I think that it's not a surprise in the extent that you can tell that the economy is running into trouble if you look around you. The inflation is creating a real problem. There's the sense that households are potentially cutting back on their spending because they're starting to feel distress from higher energy prices. People have intuited that things are not going right with the economy. And in fact, that has been a big rationale for a lot of the fiscal decisions, like the tax increases and the budget balancing that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt announced last Thursday. So the fact that the British economy would be underperforming its developed country peers will not necessarily be startling to the British audience, but it does create a problem for the Tories, because the obvious question becomes, what are you going to do about it? And they have just announced this major program of, they bill it as tax increases and spending reductions, but really I think the tax increases are the only part of this that are likely to materialize. And their bet is going to be that if they can balance the budget, the economy will start growing again. That is kind of a non sequitur, and it's going to become an increasing political problem, both within the Conservative Party, where the rank and file members out in the countryside are frustrated that Sunak and Hunt don't seem to have a plan, and also among Conservative politicians who are going to start worrying about how on earth they are going to explain this mess to voters at the next general election.
The problems are mounting for the youthful prime minister. I read from the London Times also, business leaders have called on Prime Minister Sunak to move faster to outline plans to help stimulate investment and economic growth, with Shell suggesting that its ambitions to invest £25 billion in the UK were under review unless changes were made to the windfall tax. This goes directly to the policies that were announced in Parliament these last weeks that I thought at first were applauded. Let's start with the windfall tax. My memory is the Prime Minister is, and Mr. Hunt, the Chancellor, are suggesting that they can recoup some of the negatives from the government spending by taxing large oil companies that have excessive profit. That is not popular with Shell. Was this thought through before they played to the crowd, Joe? This looks like they're making it up as they go along. If Shell leaves, there's a big hole, a bigger hole than it is now.
They are making it up as they go along. And this windfall profits tax is a perfect example of the problem, because this is an old idea. This was not new in the package that they rolled out last week. In fact, it was Rishi Sunak's idea when he was the Chancellor of the Exchequer under Prime Minister Boris Johnson, like two or three prime ministers ago. And they rolled out this windfall tax. And the precise thing that had happened then is that they had floated the idea that there might be a one-off windfall profits tax. Energy companies had very foolishly said, well, okay, I guess we can live with this if you're going to do it, thinking that it would be a one-time levy. And then Sunak came out trying to one up the opposition Labour Party, Sunak announced a windfall tax that would actually last for many years. And then all of a sudden, the oil company said, well, I mean, hang on, if we're going to have to pay this tax for several years to come, we might just invest less. But now the Tories have made the concession to the notion that there ought to be a windfall profits tax. It's going to be very difficult for them politically to backtrack on that. And they keep getting themselves into these jams. I mean, the fundamental conceit here is this notion that if they can balance the budget, that will keep borrowing costs under control and reduce the negative drag on the economy of rising interest rates. I mean, newsflash, guys, the interest rates are going to have to increase anyway to get the out-of-control inflation under control. So what instead they're finding is they're kind of suffocating the economy with these tax increases, stifling productive investment from the oil companies or anyone else that they would need ultimately to get back to growth.
Energy. Two prime ministers ago, Boris Johnson and Glasgow in COP26 made very large, ambitious promises about climate change and what Britain could do about it. And then one prime minister ago, Liz Truss, seemed to mitigate that promise by talking about fracking and re-exploring the bounty of natural gas in the United Kingdom and in the North Sea. And then this prime minister said, nope, we reversed that. And now I come to the question of energy. This is a Bloomberg headline. UK grid issues power supply alert as wind generation drops. Challenging days ahead as temperatures drop below normal. Grid issues first capacity market notice in 3 months. Joe, are your lights on? Have you had any flickers recently in London?
The lights are on, but I mean, this is kind of worrying for a couple of reasons. First off, it is highlighting the vulnerability of the power grid to these renewables, which are not capable of generating steady baseload power. And then the other concern is that allusion in the statement that you read to below average temperatures. I mean, as you and I have discussed, one fortunate benefit for Europe as a whole, including the UK, over the past couple of months has been that so far it had been an unusually mild autumn. But I can tell you just within the past few days, it's starting to get cold. People are having to run the heating a lot more. And we are discovering, in fact, that a renewables intensive electric grid is not capable of dealing with that.
Joe, finally, the prime minister right now is facing all these problems at once. Sometimes it's true, 30 seconds to go on this. Sometimes it's true when you have too many problems, you don't get blamed for any particular problem. Is that happening with Mr. Sunak?
I think it probably is. The problem the Tories will have in the coming election, whenever that is this general sense that they have just lost control of everything and are out of ideas for anything.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He's in London. We're headed to America next because the Federal Reserve monetary policy always in the news. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.